Supply chain execution systems. Supply chain planning, such as via ERP systems, is carried out by supply chain execution systems, some of which may be modules within ERP or are integrated applications from another source. One important example is Advanced Planning and Scheduling, APS, but other examples are also discussed here. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Advanced Planning and Scheduling, APS, as follows: techniques that deal with the analysis and planning of logistics and manufacturing during short, intermediate, and long-term time periods. APS describes any computer program that uses advanced mathematical algorithms or logic to perform optimization or simulation on finite capacity scheduling, sourcing, capital planning, resource planning, forecasting, demand management, and others. These techniques simultaneously consider a range of constraints and business rules to provide real-time planning and scheduling, decision support, available to promise, and capable to promise capabilities. APS often generates and evaluates multiple scenarios. Management then selects one scenario to use as the official plan. The five main components of APS systems are 1. Demand planning, 2. Production planning, 3. Production scheduling, 4. Distribution planning, and 5. Transportation planning. APS systems are often used to get multiple manufacturing facilities to act in a cohesive manner to better match supply with demand and to then coordinate logistics efforts to get the product to DCs and elsewhere downstream in the optimal manner. This is done in part using finite capacity scheduling, as stated in the definition. While some other manufacturing planning systems may make the simplifying assumption of infinite capacity and then use the capacity planning steps to plan, check, and replan for sufficient capacity, an APS system takes actual capacity constraints into account at the same time that the planning calculations are occurring. It performs these checks down to the scheduled work at the work centers, for example, production equipment. Supply chain execution systems also include supply chain control towers, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a centralized hub that provides an integrated, complete view of data across the end-to-end supply chain. The system allows the supplier to see the requirements and inventory levels at the customer's site, enhances the ability to get accurate information about supply location and availability, and highlights any potential excess inventory. Similarly, it helps the customer easily identify supply and demand variations and take necessary actions to return excess inventory. Warehouse management systems, WMS, manage inventory, labor, orders, docks, yard, and returns. Order management systems manage sales orders, credit checks, pricing, allocated inventory, and invoicing. Distributed order management manage order assignments. Transportation management systems, TMS, manage modes, manage carrier selection, plan routes, optimize routes, schedule and dispatch, perform freight pay and audit, and analyze transportation performance. Global trade management systems manage trade compliance, international complexity, international orders, and cross-border finance. Manufacturing execution systems, MES, manage work in process inventory and shop floor. A supply chain control tower is much like an airport control tower in that it is intended to provide centralized visibility and control. A supply chain control tower consolidates real-time, end-to-end data from around the supply chain to enable visibility, analysis, prediction, and control. Control towers are most commonly offered as cloud-based solutions. The software has dashboards that enable operators to drill down into the details for better visibility and to exercise control, such as by doing real-time order planning and exception management. The software may also have artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data analytics capabilities. However, there is no standard definition of which specific features or modules are included or omitted from a control tower, so it is critical to do due diligence on requirements and gaps before investing in a control tower. Existing systems may already have many of these capabilities. There are many subtypes of control towers, such as transportation control towers that analyze on-time orders, transport costs, and performance, and enable controls such as track and trace, exception management, single-tier inventory sourcing, and transportation optimization. Supply chain control towers that analyze on-time and full OTIF orders, total cost to serve, and free PL/broker performance. These towers enable controls such as full visibility, a broader set of exceptions, multi-tier inventory sourcing, and optimization that uses internal and external capacity for storage and transportation. Many of the other execution systems mentioned above are discussed in more detail elsewhere.